This month, Governor Evers signed Wisconsin's first dyslexia law. It requires the Department of Public Instruction to create a guidebook about the common reading disability. But that's not the end of the road for advocates who want Wisconsin to do a better job helping struggling readers. WUWM education reporter Emily Files is here to explain other recent developments. Emily, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect.
Hi, Joy. Thanks for having me.
Emily, can you take a step back and tell us why there is this debate about reading education in Wisconsin?
This debate about whether schools are correctly teaching kids to read is building across the nation right now, not just in Wisconsin, partly because of some great journalism about it from outlets like American Public Media. But specifically in Wisconsin, one thing that's added fuel to the fire are stagnant student reading outcomes. Only 36% of Wisconsin fourth graders are proficient readers, according to the 2019 National Assessment of Education Progress, or NAEP, results. And more locally, on Wisconsin's Forward exam, students overall have not made gains on reading.
You know, this might seem like an obvious kind of question, but why is it important that only one in three Wisconsin fourth graders are proficient readers?
Reading is one of the most fundamental skills a student needs to be successful, and the end of third grade is considered a critical point. Because if a student isn't a proficient reader by then, they're much less likely to ever catch up. And students with low literacy levels are more likely to drop out of school, have behavior problems, and end up in the criminal justice system. So the stakes are high.
Yeah. So what are some of the possible reasons why so many Wisconsin students are really struggling to read?
There are probably multiple factors at play. The Wisconsin DPI points out that the state's student population has become more disadvantaged over the years, with more poor students and students of color. And we know that our education systems have historically struggled to help those groups of students achieve the same academic results as middle and upper class white kids. But there are other explanations, and this is where we get to some of the recent developments. There seems to be a growing number of educators, advocates, and families who are looking at Wisconsin schools and saying that they're using ineffective reading instruction, especially for students with reading disabilities like dyslexia.
So essentially, some people say schools are teaching kids the wrong way.
Yeah, that is what a lot of people are saying more and more. There's extensive research known as the science of reading, and it shows that reading does not come naturally to most children. Like, speaking comes naturally to most people, but to read, you have to build brain connections that make you a good reader. And many children need to be systematically and explicitly taught the sounds that letters make, and that's called phonics. But phonics has kind of fallen in and out of favor with the education establishment over the years. So there are a lot of schools that use curriculum and instruction that may have a little bit of phonics, but not enough and not in a systematic enough way for kids to whom reading does not come naturally, kids who really need to be taught the sounds that letters make in an explicit, systematic way. And that includes kids with dyslexia. And the dyslexia advocacy is another big reason why the reading debate is resurfacing in Wisconsin and in other states.
Well, and you've done some previous stories about the families of children with dyslexia who are, in a way, leading this push to re-examine reading, and how they have really emotional stories about schools failing to help their students.
Yeah, they have a lot of really similar kind of stories and themes in those stories. And there was more of that last week. So we know about Act 86, the first dyslexia law in Wisconsin. It was signed by Governor Evers last week. It mandates creation of a dyslexia guidebook. And now there are several other bills related to dyslexia and reading, and four of them had a public hearing last week. The one that parents of dyslexic kids were pushing for the most would actually require local school boards to adopt policies about how they identify and help students with dyslexia. And I have a clip from the Hagler family of Delavan. Their 7-year-old son has dyslexia. Jonathan Hagler, the father, told the assembly committee how frustrating it's been to get their son the reading intervention he needs. They had to go outside of his public school to pay for private tutoring.
We right now have, we see a tutor, which costs us a couple hundred dollars a month. And it's just bare bones. I mean, to really get the help he needs, it's a couple thousand dollars. But why should he do that after school when he should be learning in school?
And Hagler also explained how resistant the elementary school that his son used to go to, how resistant they were to recognizing their son's dyslexia when they were in IEP meetings. IEP meetings are the meetings between families and school staff where they talk about the plan for educating a student with a disability.
In the IEP meetings, dyslexia, they don't mention it. They avoid that word like it is the plague. We said it, I can't count how many times.
And the Haglers ended up moving their son to another school district where they've had a better experience. But that was just one of the stories of families with students with dyslexia who testified to the Assembly Education Committee last week.
You can hear how frustrating it sounds like it's been for that family. So the bill they were speaking to was about requiring school boards to have dyslexia policies. What's the status of that bill now?
That bill and three others related to reading and dyslexia had a public hearing, but it may be a long shot for any of them to make it through the Assembly and Senate this session because the legislative session is supposed to wrap up by the end of this month. But there is statewide action that could happen outside of the legislature, and that's what a new reading advocacy group is hoping will happen. And they had a press conference in the Capitol last week to announce their demands.
What group is this?
It's called Wisconsin Call to Action for Reading Excellence, or Wisconsin CARE for short. And it's made up of local education leaders, researchers who study the science of reading, and dyslexia advocates. John Humphreys is one of the leaders of the group. He's the superintendent of the rural district of Thorpe, and he's also a previous state superintendent candidate. Here he is.
Our request is simple. We know what works. Let's start doing it. We don't want any more money, no new mandates, no new requirements. We simply ask that Wisconsin starts teaching our children to read proficiently. It's that simple.
So this group is first and foremost pointing the finger at DPI, the state department that oversees education. A few weeks ago, DPI actually took kind of an interesting step, and the superintendent, Carolyn Stanford Taylor, said the department will encourage school districts to use explicit phonics instruction. But Wisconsin CARE, the new advocacy group, thinks DPI needs to do more than that. And they're calling for DPI to create a new assistant superintendent position focused on the science of reading, to offer more evidence-based resources, including training for teachers. And they also want DPI to stop giving schools with poor reading outcomes passing scores on state report cards.
Did DPI respond to this?
A spokesman responded in a statement, not specifically to the demands, but saying that DPI is committed to improving instruction in schools and that the department is proposing stronger English language arts standards that include foundational reading skills like phonics.
So, Emily, we've covered a lot of ground in this interview, but how would you sum up the current picture of the reading discussion here in Wisconsin?
Overall, it seems like there's growing dissatisfaction with the status quo. 2/3 of Wisconsin fourth graders are not where they should be when it comes to reading. And more educators, advocates, and lawmakers are coming to the conclusion that maybe Wisconsin needs to reevaluate the way it teaches kids to read and the way that schools help struggling readers.
Well, and this isn't the end of your reporting. What's next for this story?
I'm going to continue reporting on this topic, and I'd love to hear from teachers, from families, from anyone involved in education about their experiences with reading and this whole debate. And I especially want to hear from schools that are actually changing their curriculum and the way they teach literacy. And there was some recent news coverage out of Madison. The Madison School District is looking at changing its curriculum to align better with this research that is out there about the science of reading. So you can reach me at files@uwm.edu. This is a really interesting issue to me, and I'm hoping to keep reporting on it.
Yeah. Well, Emily, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect and sharing your work.
Thank you.
Emily Files is WUWM's education reporter. You can find more of her coverage of reading education in Wisconsin at wuwm.com.